Well, Maine voters yesterday rejected a proposal to create a universal home care program by a margin of 2-1. It would have provided free in-home care to seniors over the age of 65 and people with disabilities by charging a tax on higher-earning households. As Patty White tells us, opponents argue the proposal and its funding mechanism were flawed, but supporters vow to continue the battle to bring universal home care to Maine.
After the polls closed Tuesday, the results for question one trickled in. But from the start, support seemed to be lagging. Around 11 p.m., the campaign manager of Mainers for Home Care, Ben Chin, gathered supporters in Portland to assure them that no matter the outcome, they should be proud that they offered a good faith solution to a problem.
And if for some reason this does not prevail tonight, we are just going to count this as phase one of this campaign. Because Maine is still the oldest state in the country, there are still too many seniors and people with disabilities threatened to be forced out of their home because care is too expensive.
Question one would have created a first-of-its-kind program to provide free universal care to seniors and people with disabilities. It was also designed to boost training and pay for direct care workers. The funding would have come from a 3.8% tax on adjusted gross incomes above $128,400. Supporters view the tax as a way to ensure wealthy Mainers pay their fair share. But Ben Gilman, campaign manager for No on Question One, says the tax likely played a large role in the initiative's demise, not only because it targeted higher income earners, but because, says Gilman, as written, it would have affected both individuals and families.
I think the tax issue was a big piece of it, but also the Home Care and Hospice Alliance in Maine, the Maine Association of Community Service Providers, came together to oppose it because anyone in this country that wanted to write a universal home care law, this would not be the piece of legislation they wrote.
Gilman says the proposal was flawed because it didn't have residency or income requirements, violated patient privacy, and would have established a board outside of state government to manage the program. He also thinks voters have developed fatigue with referendums.
So I think as a state, we need to look at that process.
Gilman says the legislature should consider whether referendums should even be allowed to include tax policy. Supporters of universal home care, meanwhile, are also looking to the legislature to continue their momentum. And, says direct care worker Leanne Gillis, to put Maine in the vanguard of this important issue.
This is the moment where we exemplify DIRIGO and continue leading the fight for universal home care.
It's not clear what form that effort will take or how it might be funded. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.